The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, everyone, and happy to be here to share this meditation time with you. And I have been thinking this morning how meditation is, maybe it's helpful to think of meditation as a way of both stepping into the middle of our lives, right smack in the middle as it is, and also stepping out of our lives to take a very different perspective for what's happening. And one way to bring those two together is the idea that we sit in the middle of our lives to unstick ourselves from our lives, so we don't get caught or stuck in whatever is happening in our lives. And meditation is an unsticking process, de-sticking ourselves. And de-sticking doesn't mean that we reject anything, but it does mean that we're simply not stuck, we're not glued to it. And that process of de-sticking helps if we think of meditation as not being business as usual, not going along with however it is that we usually are, the attitude, the approach, the focus, the orientation, and to be willing to be open to a different way of being. So sitting in meditation and taking a posture, assuming a posture, that as if you're sitting in the middle of your life, everything is included. And if it's comfortable for you to gently close your eyes and then to relax a little bit initially, maybe taking a few long deep breaths and really letting go and relaxing on the exhale. So we're letting go of some of the preoccupations and concerns and tensions we have, so we can better sit in the middle of it all. We can feel ourselves really here in this body, in this heart, this mind, without the centrifugal force outwards into thoughts and concerns. And then letting your breathing be normal again. And continue for a minute or so a process of physically relaxing, especially on the exhale, softening the face. And on the exhale, relaxing the shoulders. And softening the belly. And perhaps to do things a little different than usual, feel your way into your heart, your mind, your body, especially maybe your body, to a place that you associate with well-being, a place you associate with contentment and ease, maybe joy and happiness, maybe a kind of well-being that feels deeply satisfying, quiet, contented, And even if you don't feel that now, where in your body do you most associate with those feelings? And if you breathe with that place, breathe through it. Maybe even feeling some of the contentment or ease or well-being, even if it just hints of it. And if you, even if you don't feel it, to be, have the breathing arise out of the place that you associate with well-being, or have the breathing move through it, or accompany it, so as you breathe in the middle of your life, sit here in the middle of your life as it is, you're breathing. Maybe arises out of a place of well-being. Your breathing somehow breathes through it or with it. Perhaps it's a quiet place of tenderness, of contentment, of a simple ease or peacefulness, well-being. And with that as a gentle reference point for breathing, the rhythm of breathing, breathing in and breathing out, can help you unstick, help you sit in the middle of your life and let go of the stickiness, the grasping, the holding on, the gravitational pull. And the breathing with well-being, breathing with contentment, as a support that helps the heart, the mind, to dissolve the stickiness of preoccupations, concerns, resentments and fears, desires and expectations. Here, content to breathe in the middle of it all, making your home be the breathing, breathing from the place of contentment and well-being in the midst of whatever discontent you might feel. Not setting the two up in opposition, but breathing, sitting at the middle of it. And every time you return to your breathing, every time you ride your breath, it's like a massage for dissolving the stickiness of life, the holding, the clinging, the resistance, softening, opening, relaxing further, here and now. as we come to the end of the sitting, have you in some ways unstuck yourself through the meditation? Have you loosened up a little bit the momentum of the mind, the clinging, the wanting, the spinning? Have you dissolved or softened the glue, the stickiness, keeping you wedded to preoccupations and concerns? And what is it like, or would it be like, to be unstuck, no stickiness, and to bring into your heart now the people of your life, those you know, those you don't know personally, neighbors and store clerks and people in the streets, and just a whole range of people that you might encounter or think about? And what would it be like to just bring these people to mind at the end of the meditation, and to continue to unstick, de-stick yourself? To loosen the ties, the entanglements, just to breathe with others, breathe with the people, the beings around you. Nothing to do and nothing to you need to say for these few minutes, just to breathe with these people. And in such a simple way, can you now maybe have thoughts of goodwill, thoughts of well-wishing for others, from your inner sense of care and kindness, compassion? To have thoughts about how wonderful it would be if others could be happy and safe, peaceful and free. And the less sticky we are in those relationships, the more we're going to support the happiness and well-being and peacefulness of others. And the more sticky we are, the more complicated these relationships become. In whatever way that you have more unstuck, may the benefit of that be shared with others. So you engage and talk and communicate with others with less stickiness, less entanglement, more contentment, more ease, more breathing with others, so that you don't so easily get stuck again. May all beings be happy and free.